Governor Patrick toured Advanced Manufacturing Company of Westfield, a family-owned business that employs 200 people. The company makes precision parts that are used on submarines, fighter jets, helicopters, and the International Space Station. Patrick held the company up as an example of how manufacturing has made a comeback in Massachusetts in the last decade.
We've had about a 40 or 50% increase in the growth, in the rate of growth of manufacturing in the last few years, 40-50% faster, I mean, than the national manufacturing growth rate, seven times the growth rate in the previous administration. It's enormously important.
But the growth in precision manufacturing is threatened by a shortage of skilled workers. The Advanced Manufacturing Collaborative of Massachusetts projects the state will need to train 100,000 people over the next decade to work in precision manufacturing just to maintain the current level of production. Jeffrey Amonte, the production manager at Advanced Manufacturing, said the company is having difficulty now hiring people with the required skills.
We need more kids to go through the vocational high schools. Right now, kids are opting into computer fields, but the actual kids who are turning parts, cutting metal, it's dwindling the numbers. And it's a very technical field. It takes years and years of training, so it's not something you're going to go to a couple hours of school and learn.
Clement Fucci, the director of the Manufacturing Technology Department at Westfield Vocational Technical High School, said the state should put more money into programs such as his.
Our graduates right now at Westfield Voc Tech, we have 100% placement on our cooperative program, and 100% of our kids are going into some sort of capacity in the manufacturing, precision manufacturing, and engineering type of careers.
There are 63 students currently enrolled in the program at the Westfield School. Patrick said his administration has focused much of its resources on community college programs to train people for work in precision manufacturing.
You know, the point is not lost on me or my team that we've got to be thinking hard about having alternatives to traditional classrooms and academic paths that are just as successful as our traditional classrooms and paths.
The report released Thursday by the economic journal Mass Benchmark said the state's economy grew by 5.5% in the fourth quarter of last year. But the report said woes continue in the labor market, where the unemployment rate has remained around 7% for several months. Patrick said the state has a high number of long-term unemployed who need to upgrade their skills to work again.
I think we're making some progress, but this is a long-term thing. And the focus, I think, has to be refreshed every day.
Also on Friday, Governor Patrick joined Congressman Richard Neal and other officials to cut a ribbon, signifying the completion of a new $16 million runway at Barnes Airport in Westfield. The runway is shared by the Massachusetts Air National Guard and civilian aviation. Reporting from Westfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.